Coming off the loss to New England, Wednesday's practice field was a welcome sight as the Broncos were eager to turn their attention to the 0-8 Raiders.
You're facing the best guys in the world, week in, week out. And I know I don't. It's going to be a redundant answer all through this locker room, but we can't overlook these guys no matter what.
The Oakland Raiders, really, I mean, I just get tired of saying it over and over. I mean, the records don't matter. You look at their front seven on defense, they're as good as anybody. I mean, they play hard. They're good players. Sure, you know, they lost a lot of close games. I mean, so look, it's not hard for us to realize in a division rivalry that the other team has talent, and we know we're going to have to go play well.
Denver, though, has had a recent run of success against the Silver and Black, winning 5 consecutive games.
Touchdown, Denver!
In what was once a historically tough place to play, the Broncos are now 8-2 over the last 10 seasons in the Black Hole.
You know, we don't look at records, we look at the tape. And obviously, when you play a division opponent on the road, you know, historically, you don't look at records. And so I think our guys will approach it that way this week, and it'll be a huge challenge.
Well, that's a division opponent. You guys have seen throughout this season how tough those division games are. You know, we know each other well. We play against each other so much. So those games always come down to who's going to make those couple big plays to kind of put the tide in their favor. And we know it's going to be tough to win out there in Oakland.
Over the last 4 years, the Broncos had the second best winning percentage against their own division in the NFL, going 16-4, including 13-1 under Peyton Manning.
I really don't look at their record. I mean, you study the defense. I see a defensive line that's really active, creates a lot of plays. You know, I've seen them have some injuries in the secondary. They're getting some guys back.
Last year against the Raiders during the final game of the season, Manning set records for most points in a season and most yards in a season. This Sunday could be yet another historical day for Manning. With 1 touchdown, he'll pass Johnny Unitas with 48 consecutive games with at least 1 touchdown pass, the 3rd most all time. At Dove Valley, I'm Phil Milani, Broncos TV.